Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of August 2017. Delhi High Court has issued notice to Arvind Kejriwal asking him to respond to allegation made by Arun Jaitley that the AAP leader had filed a false affidavit regarding the fact that he had not instructed his counsel to use derogatory words against the union minister. Delhi High Court has set aside an order of the Lieutenant Governor cancelling the allotment of a bungalow to the Aam Aadmi Party in the heart of the capital, saying no reason was given for the action. Supreme Court has upheld the Delhi High Court's verdict barring Prasar Bharati from sharing with cable operators through Doordarshan Channel's a live feed of cricket matches, of which private broadcasters such as ESPN and Star had the exclusive rights. Delhi High Court has sought the response of Facebook, Google and Yahoo on a plea to direct them to take down the links of Blue Whale Challenge, an internet-based suicide game that has been allegedly linked to several deaths of children worldwide. India's Patent Office has granted US pharmaceutical company Pfizer Incorporated a patent for its pneumonia vaccine Prevnar 13, despite opposition from the health group Medicines Sans Frontières. Supreme Court has said that all admissions in the state for aspiring doctors have to be based on the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET, the All India Medical Entrance Examination for admission to medical and dental courses. Karnataka High Court has dismissed the petitions filed by owners of liquor outlets in and around National Highway 4 and 7 seeking directions to the state government to renew their excise licenses by declaring that these roads passing through the city central areas cannot be treated as national highways because of the changed characteristics of these roads. Madras High Court has held that it would be appropriate if former Union Finance Minister P. Chidambaram Sankarthi Chidambaram approached the Delhi High Court for quashing an FIR registered against him by the CBI as well as the summons issued by the agency to him in connection with the INX media case. It has invoked the doctrine of forum convenience for doing so. Delhi High Court has restrained Vodafone from going ahead with its arbitration proceedings against India under a treaty with the UK, in the Rs 20,000 crore tax dispute related to Telco's $11 billion deal to buy the stake of Hutchinson Telecom back in 2007. Delhi High Court has observed that despite the constitutional guarantee of equality before law, the harsh reality is that disabled persons do not have any substantive equality. Delhi High Court has rapped the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation for not putting in place systems to ensure safe and secure travel of commuters, especially women and children. Delhi High Court has asked the centre to mull over the consequences Indian citizens would face if an order impounding their passport is issued while they are travelling overseas. Delhi High Court has expressed dissatisfaction with the centre's report that the number of doctors in its hospitals had seen a massive increase in the past 5 years, and asked when was the last recruitment done. Delhi High Court has sought response of the centre on a plea which alleged that culprits who resort to violent behaviour on roads cannot be booked easily due to lacunae on law and has sought strict punishment for them. You cannot wait for a fire to break out at Horsehass village and then say right to life is threatened, the Delhi High Court told the South Delhi Municipal Corporation. The court also said that it has already directed SDMC to file a site plan that provides the width of the street, location of the restaurants as well as positioning of the exits of the restaurants, besides a comparative list of permissible and actual number of used properties. J&K High Court has revived a related public interest litigation which it had already disposed and ordered that no constructional activity be carried out in Sonmarg Health Resort. CIC has directed the Home Ministry to disclose its policy regarding security to private people on a plea which was filed requesting information on the security cover provided by the government to private individuals.